Hello and welcome to another episode of the Construction Corner Podcast. I'm Dylan. I'm your host, joined by my blue collar badass this week, Matt. How's it going, man?
It's going good. It's good to be back on the mic with you. It's been another hot minute, but things are just crazy this time of year, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So we'll take it while we can get it.
And that's going to be the core of, I think, today's show is how to keep your foot on the gas, keep it moving, keep it progressing forward, and not lose your shirt in the process. It's going to be the theme of today's episode.
It's so important right now, man, because no matter what's coming, and nobody can accurately predict what's actually coming. But if you sit down and wait now and try to catch up later, you're already behind. And that foot on the gas mentality is what will carry us all straight through this thing and out the other side far better.
Absolutely. So before we got on and hit the record button, you're going to tell us about a cool roof that you've done.
Yeah. So we're doing this big renovation to a shithole building here locally, and we're turning it nice and new. And, you know, long story short, we budgeted to replace about 25% of the roof deck. Once we got the old membrane off, we were thinking maybe it was going to be 100% of the roof deck that had to go. We settled on just less than 50. So it's safe enough for the roofers to walk around on it. I personally won't go up there. But last Friday, I got a call. They started to unroll the new membrane. It was supposed to be a 45 mil TPO that's going back down. And the foreman of the crew called his boss because he opened up six different rolls and they were all bad, which wow. I've never heard of. They were delaminating. They said it looked like pizza blisters in the middle of the rolls. Now they've already got, you know, what is it? They've got like 6,000 square feet of insulation board down, and it's supposed to rain that night. So you can't leave that shit exposed, right? So they call me and they're freaking out. And I just said, well, guys, what's your plan? Because we got to figure this one out. And he said, well, here's what we're going to do. We've got enough 60 mil material at our shop that we can cover up what we put down. I said, fine, go ahead. Doesn't matter to me if it's, you know, half 60, half 45. No one will ever know or care.
Better.
Well, right. Long story short, the rep came out Monday and took a look at these blistered membranes and was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. And so the manufacturer is actually copping to send 60 mil for the entire damn roof. So my clients, I called them today. I'm like, hey guys, I got some good news. We went over a little bit on that roof deck replacement, but I just got you a way better membrane with a longer warranty and you don't have to pay anything else. And they were pleased as punch.
Dude, good. One, I mean, good on the manufacturer for making it right.
Hell yes.
And going above and beyond, like now you're only going to do, I mean, and this is the thing I think most of us have to remember is, dude, that story is going to go a long way. You're going to be super happy to use that manufacturer moving forward. Not like, hey, here's your replacement 45. Oh, by the way, it's going to be 6 weeks. Oh, by the way, it's going to be twice as much and pound sand while you're at it. Like, you know, no, that's a bad rep. You'll never use them again and forbid it on all projects. So kudos to that manufacturer. Do you want to say who it is just so that everybody can maybe?
Yeah. If I remembered who it was, I would say that. So ask me next week and I'll double check. I can't remember if it was between one or two. But the reason they replaced it all with 62 is because you can't get 45. Mm. So 45 is less expensive, but it would have been like a 6 month lead. And I'm like, guys, that's not even remotely close to an option. We have a roof open now. So
right.
Kudos to them. I'll get their name and give them some props next time. But it was a cool thing to do. It was a cool call to have to make or to get to make to my clients. The call to tell them that, oh yeah, we went way bust on the roof deck. That was not so much fun.
Right. But on the other side of it, you know, you get this nice new.
You win some, you lose some, you know, and with pricing doing what it's doing still today, it's just insane. You know, we survive on budgets that we create with next to no information and, you know, not blowing smoke up my ass, but we're pretty good at what we do. We're usually really, really close, but it's those unforeseens like the roof deck that's rotten in the middle and you can't see it till the roof is actually off. You know, that's what kind of kills you.
Yeah. I mean, no one can ever foresee those, right? Like until you open up a wall, a ceiling, a roof, like no one's ever going to know what's under there without looking.
Yeah. And this one was even weirder. It was, it wasn't B deck. It was like, I think they called it C deck or something. I'd never even heard of it, but it's like a two piece roof deck. And so what had happened was it was trapping water in between the two layers. And so from inside the building, which had no power, by the way, you know, we're looking with flashlights through holes in the ceiling tile, and the bottom of it in most spots looked pretty good. But then when they peeled the membrane off, you could see it looked like somebody sprayed it with a Gatling gun.
Yeah. Damn.
That's the fun of renovation work.
Yeah. I mean, again, like there's always like those hidden gems and then those hidden like monsters that you come across, right? Like, oh, hey, like there's nice wood floors under this shitty shag carpet, you know, or for sure. Like, the stuff that you run across, or like, hey, look, there's like real like plaster under this, you know, god awful wallpaper, you know.
Yeah, it's renovation work is not for the faint of heart. Not to just tell stories, but that same job, we the electrical service comes in the back of the building, and there's a big ass conduit in there existing that runs out to the front where there were some panels. Turns out that there was no cable in that conduit, and the building's like, I don't know, 400 foot wide. So that was a big hit in the face, but we were able to kind of flip everything upside down a little bit and relocate the incoming panels to the back of the building. We took up a little bit of space that the owner wanted for something else, but it also saved them like 80 grand and Lord knows how long to get that much cable right now.
Jeez. Well, I mean, and that's a kind of a good segue into a real problem that everyone's having is pricing. You know, like everybody knows that gas prices are going up. Like as we record this in July of 22, you know, gas is like just under right at $6, depending on where you go and find gas for here. And that's for, you know, 87, not well, even diesel.
But our president says it's what, less than $4 in 20 states now.
Oh, good for them. You know, like, I mean, in California alone, well, and this is the thing too, like, so California, they for a bit where Newsom was going to give out $100 to residents. And it's like, dude, that fills one tank. And it's just like, really? Cause they wouldn't put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is 25 cents a gallon. So yeah. In California, or more than that, it's like 40 cents. It's stupid. Like California is the highest gas tax. And then we're redoing roads that don't need to be repaired. It's like, come on, man. Like they're redoing the pass right now. And it's like, dude, this road was fine. Like there wasn't a pothole in it. And we're resurfacing how many miles of it. And I just see trucks streaming, you know, down off the mountain to like redo something that gets used half the year. Like what?
Listen, man, you gotta launder that federal infrastructure money before you can put it back in the pockets.
Well, they just did that with the mass stuff, you know, like that $1 billion in mass that never got delivered, you know, from yeah. It. Like, it's absurd. But the bigger point that I want to make, other than our governor being a money laundering asshole is and a dictator, but other than like shitty Newsom is that, and your governor is not far behind in Michigan, but the bigger thing that I want to get at is gas is going up across the country, right? Diesel fuel's at like a record high for all your shipments, everything that you guys get to your job site. Like, and it's not like this is a hidden cost that like, you know, people don't see every day. It's not like, oh, what's the price of steel, you know, today in tonnage, right? Like your customers have no clue about any of that. What's a foot of wire? Nobody knows, you know, except the electricians and people that are doing this every day. Price right. of gas is like very in your face. It's on every news channel. It's not hidden. It's not a secret. And so like people know that costs are rising. And so to make sure that you're not losing your shirt with like transportation costs and get stuff to the site and like fuel surcharge, right? That's been on forever. This is something that you're going to have to address with your clients and to just pass it on, you know, like keep your normal margins, but like pass just the cost of like what you need to keep operating and not just be not have forced to shut down your business because you can't pay for gas of all things. So like, this is a, it's a somewhat delicate conversation to have with your clients. Very nuanced. Like, this is not a, like, you know, hey, eat this conversation, but one that's like on the other side of it, you're going to be able to have better conversations with your clients, you know, that you're going to come out of it. Just like with that manufacturer for roofing, you're going to be able to say like, hey man, you know, Matt treated me really well through this. Like, you know, did what he needed to survive, didn't make me, you know, take it on the cheek for the whole thing. And, you know, I got a building on time and, you know, we didn't completely, you know, blow the budget out of water. It wasn't, you know, crazy.
It's imperative. I mean, how many times do we talk about proper communication on this show, but it's more imperative now than ever. You know, we have a glass and glazing contractor we use a lot. They're on three different projects. Glass went up like 40% a few weeks ago, and they called and said, listen, you know, we don't have any choice. We have active contracts with them that haven't been delivered yet. And they came out, they're honest. They said, we're going to pass the cost on to you. We won't put any markup on it. We'll show you exactly what it is. We can give you any documentation you need. And, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't crazy. They fought really hard on our behalf, which was cool, but you have to be able to do that. Otherwise, you know, there's a balance, right? Because this isn't like an estimating problem where like somebody screwed up. And when that happens, you know, I'm more apt to say, well, tough shit, you're going to eat it and you'll learn. This is a problem of massive proportions in our world, our country, especially right now. And we all got to have a little grace and be able to smooth these things over or nothing's going to get done, because what'll end up happening is that guy will just go out of business. He'll just say, screw it. I can't eat it. I'm going to die. And then they go away and then we're all worse off for it anyways.
Yeah. I mean, the ripples of that, you know, for that guy to not operate, right, it's not only his family, but the businesses that he went to, the people that he affected. And then if he had any staff, you know, their families, the businesses that they went to, and this is on like your local community, guys, this isn't like going to affect, you know, like I'm in California, Matt, you're in Michigan. Like if you went out of business, like it's not, I mean, it'll affect me, you know, in other ways, but like direct dollar value, it's going to affect your community, right? It's going to affect all the people that you deal with in your local thing. Like this, it doesn't, you know, like harken back to 2010, like Vegas's real estate problems didn't affect me when I lived in Indiana.
Right.
You know, like it's very localized to the problems. But the thing that too, that this really goes back to is construction in particular, you cannot export, you cannot outsource. It is in your local communities. And this is taking care of the people that take care of you and do so on a very regular basis. So to not do right by other people right now is it will, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot for not taking care of other people.
Yeah. I mean, especially in what I do as a paper GC, I mean, we do a lot. I won't downplay it, but we don't do shit at the same hand, right? We're not the ones out there staffing job sites. We're not buying material directly often. So if we don't have our specialty contractors and trade partners on our side and willing to, you know, dodge the bullets with us, what am I going to do? Yeah. I can build a mean house, but I'm not going to build a large commercial building by myself.
All about the team. And this goes to the next point that I really want to make is, as we're going into these hard times, as we're going to go into a time where things are going to be a little more uncertain, things aren't going to be, you know, smooth sailing like they have been. Granted, the last 2 years have not been smooth by any means, but you guys know what I'm referring to. Like, it's not going to be an easy waters ahead. There's going to be a lot of turbulence, a lot of problems. And the thing that I want to bring up on today's show is make sure that you lock in any contracts that you can. This is foot on the gas time. Lock in product, get the manufacturing runs done, you know, lock in your steel, lock in your wire, lock in your drywall, lock in all that stuff. And then the other side of it is to make sure that you've locked in financing and do whatever you can, you know, in the banks that you work with, that you use, to get your clients financing, to make sure that that's all locked in. And then again, placing orders as much as you can now to lock in prices today, because it's only going to go up, is going to be to the utmost importance for you. Like, I don't know how to stress this enough, but this is going to be one of those times where you're going to be happy that you locked it in. And even if prices do go down, you have the certainty of knowing that you can deliver. And that's the thing that you need to convey to your clients. Hey, maybe you're going to pay a premium. I'm not Nostradamus. I can't see the future. But what I do know is you're going to pay this price to get this building. And we're going to lock in production runs for all the things that we need to make this project go. And if you can do that, which again, I am not downplaying how much work that is to pull off by any means, but that will lock in your work for the next 18 months. And frankly, that is the best you can do. And again, if you're not thinking about that and how to get financing, how to get these jobs, how to pre-order as much stuff as possible, get it in, you know, storage units or whatever you have to make sure that you have the product that you need to build the buildings that you're going after. That's what I see.
You have to, man. You have to. Our job sites right now look like storage yards. I've never had a job with 15 different shipping containers on it. And that's what we're doing. I mean, we have rooftop units for a project that we won't need to install for 6 months. And that was the only way we could get them. And if you can't promise that, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to open up a building without a rooftop unit, without the HVAC system. It's crazy right now, but you got to do that. And the financing aspect, frankly, if you haven't already pooled with your bank and increased your lines of credits, you're probably way behind the eight ball. You should be talking to people like Scott Pieper, who can help still. You should be talking to your banks, talking to, you know, different non-traditional financing sources, because you need to have a safety net to fall back on. Because if it comes down to, let's just use rooftop units. If you can buy this rooftop unit for 10 grand normally, and there's only one left in town and they're selling it for 20, who's going to get it, right? Who's going to win? And you gotta, that's a simplistic example, obviously, but you gotta insulate yourself as much as humanly possible, because without cash flow, this industry is, you know, we're fraught with problems as it is. Without proper cash flow, you're done.
And it's, I mean, those are showstopper pieces. And again, if for lines of credit too, you should be using them, even if you're pulling, you know, 5-10 grand at a time out of them and then and just putting it back month over month, just to show that you're using those lines of credit so that the bank doesn't throttle you down or anything like that. You need to show usage on them. If you could do more and just pull it for a month, put it right back. Again, it shows usage for your credit lines, and that helps a ton to keep them active.
Yeah, it's huge. And most banks, and not all of them, but most of them with commercial lines of credit, if you pay it back within that first 30 days, you don't pay any interest on it.
Right.
They just like to see cash in, cash out movement on it. And firsthand experience, we have a line of credit here. I started it when I came on and we didn't touch it, not a single cent for the first 3 years. And my banker came to me one day and just like, listen, if you want to keep this or if you want to grow it, you got to use it, at least something. And so we started implementing that, and we'll do just what you said. You know, we'll find a small purchase here or there when we know we can float it real fast, pay it off. And then the bank sees the movement and they increase our credit line every year because of it.
Right. Yeah. They like seeing that. And then really the last point, we're short on time to get today, guys, but our last point is, during these times when the going gets tough, when things aren't necessarily always in your favor and things that you can't control, not only do you need to control the things that you can control, but is to fight for every inch of productivity, every percentage point that you can, every piece in every area, you know, not only on finance, but pricing. Be aggressive with, you know, hey, if we prepay this stuff, you know, instead of doing 60, 90 day terms, can we get, you know, 5 points off? Right? Like things like that, you need to fight for every single inch that you can, because it's going to matter. It's going to matter now more than ever. You know, if you can add 5% to your bottom line and you're doing 10, 15 million in, you know, projects, right? At 10 million, 5%, that's 500K straight to the bottom line. So now is the time, if you've never cared before, to fight for every single inch that you can.
And get creative, you know? I've got guys that come to me constantly saying, hey, if we prepay this, we can save, you know, 10%. We'll split it with you. All right, I'll float it. Let's go. Let's get it.
Right.
Don't be afraid to have those conversations. And And on the GC side, don't be afraid to talk to the owners. Listen, we're going to bill you now, but we're going to order this shit and we're going to put it in a box, but then we can guarantee you have it. We guarantee we can still get you open on time. You can open your business and then you can have at it with the rest of us slugging along in this economy trying to make it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they want to open their building. And that's what it comes down to, guys. So, I mean, have these conversations with your owners. They need to be involved. Your subs need to be involved. Your specialty contractors, everybody across the board need to be involved in these discussions, right? Hey, can we pre-order? Can we get stuff? Can we guarantee that we have it in, you know, in hand, right? And you're not going to use it on somebody else's project. You know, that is ours. You know, and to get all this stuff, get financing, you know, have the pricing conversation, fight for every inch. And at the end of the day, you're going to be way better off for it. It's going to make these projects go that might not otherwise go. You know, you don't want to be steel up, roof on, and like, oh shit, we can't get drywall. You know, that like that's a problem, or whatever it might be, or some stupid hinge that, you know, is going to take 6 weeks to do it, you know, like whatever that might be. So again, guys, fight for every piece of it, fight for every inch. And that's how you're going to get through this next, you know, wave of problems you're going to run into.
Absolutely, man. Foot on the gas. There's no slowing down now.
All right, guys. Short episode today. we squeezed it in, but thank you guys for listening. You know, feel free to share this. This is a quick hitter. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We really appreciate you. If you have time, go leave a review, make time, go leave a review and comment. You know, it helps us to grow the show. We don't run ads. We don't do any of that stuff. So just appreciate you guys sharing it, you know, take a screenshot, post it up, tag us. And we appreciate you guys. So until next time, that is this episode of the Construction Corner Podcast.